Okay, and everyone just sit comfortably, relaxingly, and balancedly. Remember that is the first thing we should do. Come back to your breathing and bring your mind back to your body fully 100%. Mind and body have to be harmony all together before we can invite anything outside in. And for the last 4 days, we already learned the law number 3 and number 4 is a major day, the most important day to help rebalance and reset the balance state in our body. Today is the first day of the forward, the new 3-day cycle of changing to work a positive, a new way supply. Because that for the first 3 days, that is the day we revert the wrong way of living. The 4 days to the day to reset the balanced day. And today, the 5th day, we have 3 more days. The 5th, the 6th, and the 7th. So the next 3 days will be the day forward of the new way of living, or actually the correct ways of living. Okay, to rebalance with the first 3 days, let go of the old habit. So that's why we had to do correctly before we eat, drink anything with the color, the flavor, nutrition. We had to sit down comfortably, relaxingly, and balancedly first. Bring your mind back to your body fully 100%. So body and mind had to be harmony all together. And then, you see, we had to bring the food in front of you. You had to appreciate that. You had to think about that. You had to see it. And you know the food, not only the nutrition to nourish your body and mind. The food you eat every day can be the medicine to correct the problem, the imbalance stay in your body. In the past, we don't know how to use it, so that's why the food we eat every day become the problem, become the disease for us. So now we have to learn how to use the same food, okay, to correct your problem. So you have to contemplate that the food you eat every day, not only the nutrition to keep the energy for us, but it also the medicine to correct the problem. So we not abuse. We should not abuse the food we eat every day. And yesterday we already learned about the Buddha teaching. We should not supply fully enough at our needed. 2/3 or 70% of the requirement of our body, that's supposed enough. So our body have opportunity to shed, to clean, and to upgrade it, so that will help our body and mind uplifting. So, and then when we go down to the 3rd level, right, we have contemplate like we used to do 5-foot contemplation. And we go down to the 2nd level of energy, we start to open the lip, or we start to sniff, to smell the taste, and slowly we put in our mouth small tea one at a time, and we leave it there for a few seconds so it can taste the original flavor of that before we really chew and swallow it. Okay, so that is the procedure we already learned. So we have to apply it in the reality. We know the benefit of that already, so we have to apply in the daily activity, in the daily life, so we can have a real benefit. Alright, so today is the last day we are here all together. So we have opportunity to share the practice and have someone to remind you. But if we not practice correctly, we not be mindful. So when we going home, no one there to help us, to remind us. Alright, so today is the last day. We are here all together, only a few more hours. We try to practice correctly. And after about 10 minutes of eating the breakfast in the liquid form, you will have opportunity to start eating the solid one. So each one will have one banana, and you will learn how to chew that banana in 10 to 15 minutes, right? 10 to 15 minutes. That's why we need to learn to eat the liquid first so we can remember. And then now, after that, we can learn how to eat the solid one in the correct way. And remember, this is our immigration gate, all right? This is our immigration gate. So it connects to all of the organ and system in our body. So everything from outside, okay, had to get to this gate first. And from this, okay, it will go down to the digestive system. And after it finished the job in the digestive system, it will pass through the next level. That means it will go through the circulation system. Okay? It will go through the circulation system. And then from the circulation system, it will deliver to all parts of our body, inside, outside, on the top of our head, to the tip of our toe. It and the circulation system, now it connects to the respiratory system, right? It connects to the respiratory system. Circulation system also connect to the muscular system, and circulation system will connect to the nervous system. It connect to the endocrine system. It connect to the lymphatic system, the immunity system. You see, so it all our system all connect together, and that is the first gate. So if we not be mindful, we don't control that gate correctly, the whole internal organ system after that will have a problem. So if we want to prevent the problem for later on, okay, we better control the best at that gate. And we already learned yesterday, if we unmindful or unprepared, the good will come back. All our normal food, like carbohydrate, like lipid, like protein, if we don't use it correctly, it is the one to create all our problem now with high blood sugar, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and overweight, etc. On the other hand, if we are really mindful and we always prepare in awake alert state, even though we eat, we give to our body the toxic substance, it will help to boost up our immune system, like the vaccination mechanism. See, for example, when we get ready, we know our condition in a good condition, and we act it, we inject the bacteria into our body with weakness a little bit, so our body can recognize and react to produce the antibody for our body to get ready when the real bacteria with a lot of number that attack our body, and our immune system can defend for that. So the same thing, but if we not prepare, bacteria will attack us, and we not mindful, we not prepare, and then we will get sick. See? Now, that means when we do vaccination, we have to prepare. We have to enact it form, and then we know we inject the bacteria. But we have to know that we prepare our body not in the bad condition, not in the unmindful condition, and not inject the whole big amount of the strong bacteria. So if we prepare that, and that will help us to boost up our immune system. But if we not prepare the bacteria, the same bacteria, but it will attack us and we will get sick. So in general, if we learn and practice mindfulness oftenly during our daily life, we will be protected. For example, if we mindful when we're walking, we never get slippery, we never get injury, we never get hurt. When you really mindful in the kitchen, you never get cut, you never get burned, you never get broken this, or you never get any accident in the kitchen. Yeah? But the most important mindful eating, drinking, consumption, that is the most important nowadays in America. Because most of our problem now, most of the disease and sickness caused by our consuming incorrectly, eating and drinking incorrectly. So we have to be very, very mindful and careful when we eat and drink. So now just enjoy your breakfast in mindfulness. And after 5 more minutes of eating the liquid breakfast, we will have the opportunity to enjoy the solid after 5 days of eating the liquid correctly. All right, now you hold the banana in front of your eye, and you can smell it. You see the fresh smell of the flavor of the banana, right? you can smell the really fresh. And this banana very, very ripened, right? And naturally, okay, no chemicals. So the smell, the flavor, is much better than one of the most problems we have now today. We have artificial flavor. So that's why the artificial flavor is usually stronger than the natural one. It's stronger than the natural one, and it kind of disturbs our sense. Right, it disturbs our sense, and we try to trick our own nerve. That's why after 5 days we clean up and we reset the new receptor. It now it's very sensitive, so we have to learn how to smell the original flavor from the nature. So today when you're going home, if you can expose to any fruit or vegetable. If you have a garden, right, so around at noontime or to about 3 p.m., just before the sunset, you try to sniff all the fragrance, the flavor from the nature, so we can reset our sense of smelling. And from that, it will help to reset our balance state and our sensitivity of all the flavor. In our nerve system. So if you do it correctly, and then later on I will show you how to boil the vegetable in the correct way so you can take the best flavor and the nutrition of that. So if you do it correctly, when you have opportunity to expose to any fruit or vegetable in the fresh form, and we can reset our sense of the flavor, and it will reset our sensitivity and the balance. If you do it correctly, and then when you cook and when you eat, you don't need to add any additive. In the recipe of cooking, you just need the majority in a little bit oil and the sea salt only. You don't need to add any additive if you not need the medicinal of that flavor. For example, when you feel cold, you may add a little bit of pepper or chili or turmeric. When you really cold and you may need a little bit cinnamon, but otherwise you don't need to add all that one. You just have a little bit sea salt and the oil, and you bring all the flavor, all the nutrition of the vegetable out its surface, so our body can absorb and take it, and it can use that enough to nourish our body and mind. And if you do it correctly, you will recognize right away the fake flavor, the artificial flavor when you go to eat out or when you eat the processed food. So then slowly, okay, you don't want to take on that one because you don't want anyone trick you, right? You don't want anyone cover your mind. You don't want be harmful. So that's why slowly, okay, you will learn how to expose to the truth, how to live with the truth, and our body will be very, very smart, very sensitive, and then we always live with the truth and we go with the truth. All right, now slowly and mindfully, you have banana and you have small bites and leave it in your mouth for a few seconds. And after that, slowly and mindfully chew it again 50 times at least before you swallow. Actually, you don't need to chew what you mum, right? Like a baby. And you could let it touch your tongue, your upper clit, and all your gums. So it all can sense the flavor of the flavor and the taste of the fresh banana.